It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here live from Secrets Huatuco Resort and Spa. Oh, thanks to our dear friends at Apple Vacations. And I got to tell you something. This is this is everything that we dreamed it was going to be and even more. So
true. A lot of people nodding their heads right now. It is spectacular.
I mean, you get to sit in the pool. I know you're in your car right now. You're listening. You're driving home. It's not fair. It's not fair. Sun's going to be out till 7 o'clock tonight, and yet there's snow on the ground, and there's more coming, and you're like, I have cognitive dissonance right now. I don't know what to do with myself. But it's tough at home. It's beautiful here, and we're sorry. But then again, we did tell you to join us. Mm-hmm. And so you could have done that. We could have rented, I don't know, 6 or 7 747s and brought everybody down here.
Next year.
Yes. That's
You're
that
coming
would,
with us.
That will be the plan. All right. There is some news, though, that is of great significance today and that we have to talk about. And our own Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas made her way down here from Dallas, actually, to join us because this was it was half the distance. So
it
worked out nicely for you. Yeah. And as part of the dozens of people that we have here from WGN. So we want to talk about this. The AHCA, as it's called, the American Health Care Act, which is the Obamacare redo that Congress came up with, that the president was, 110% behind. It just got scored by the Congressional Budget Office, which, when those numbers come out, everybody complains about them, depending on what your politics are. But you've got, including a number of fairly conservative news sources, including CNBC, which, it's NBC, but it's a pretty conservative news source, says that 24 million people, that would be an additional 14 million to what already exists, will be without health care if this is enacted in its current form.
That's correct. So we just heard from the Congressional Budget Office this afternoon. News hit after the market closed. So we haven't really seen the impact or how healthcare stocks are going to respond to this yet. But what we do know is it's a lot of confusing information, and it's really a question of timing. So the Congressional Budget Office came out and said, a lot of people are going to get their insurance taken away from them. Mm-hmm. But over time, once we get to 2026, it's actually going to cost a little bit less. But next year, a lot of people are going to lose insurance, and they're going to have to pay more. So it's really a lot of room here, unfortunately. There's never clarity on these programs up front. There's a lot of room for maneuvering, and there's a lot of confusion about what's going to happen with this. It's still not clear to Congress what the actual cost is going to be. And whenever you talk about millions of people losing their health insurance, that's a tough one to put to your constituency and say, I'm going to support this.
Was there anything that you saw in the CBO's report that indicated that there were some positive news about this current health care plan? Because the headlines have been very negative about people losing coverage and potentially paying more in years to come.
Right. So I think it's a good thing on the long term. And what Congress and what the administration is going to do is really try to focus on the long term. So 2026 and beyond, that's when the new plan potentially starts to take effect and you get fewer people paying that much. So costs overall come down. You still get a large number of people covered. The problem is we've seen so many different estimates on who's losing coverage. So over the weekend, the Brookings Institute came out and said we're going to increase the number of uninsured by 15 million. The Joint Committee on Taxation came out and said this is going to cost $600 billion more over the next 10 years. So a lot of negative data points. And then you've got now policy and administration officials coming out discrediting the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. And that's kind of funny because for the last four decades, this has been the go-to source that both parties have said, well, this is what they can figure out. We trust their numbers and this is it.
It's considered independent, nonpartisan.
Exactly. And so the fact that they're kind of now saying, well, maybe this issue was just a little too big for them. They can't understand it. That just leads to the confusion and you think, all right, well, this doesn't sound great. This doesn't mean that things are going to be terrible, but it certainly implies that this is going to be a very difficult issue to bring through to Congress. And in turn, that's going to make things extremely complicated for small business owners to understand how this impacts them. And we talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. Confidence is everything right now. So the economy, to keep it rolling, confidence is everything. And getting these plans pushed through is what's critical.
So, and you cannot do, as you're pointing out, you cannot do the budget without getting this thing done first, essentially, because you don't know what it actually costs out at. And so far, the CBO, and that's one of the things that people are thinking about, is what does this whole thing cost? Because that's one of those big gross numbers. Mm-hmm. And that's unclear still, right?
It's still very unclear. So we don't know if this is going to be...
Why is it unclear, do you think?
There's so many moving parts. So remember, with the ACA, the plan we have right now, your cost is going to be 2.5% of total household income, or $695, depending on whichever is greater. So if you don't have insurance, you're getting charged. In this new plan, we're giving up that revenue, that income. So if you don't have insurance, that's okay. We're not going to penalize you for it. But we're also going to give you lower tax credit. And it's the way we're giving you that credit for your health care is a little bit different. So now we're giving it to as a back-end loaded tax credit. So it's coming through when you file your tax returns. So there's some puts and takes in there. And the number of people on this and the big size of that swing is what's making this so confusing, because they can't figure out the actual numbers. So you're going to see estimates from, it's going to cost you $600 billion more. This is terrible for the budget over the next 10 years. And then someone else is going to come out and say, but in 15 years, it's going to be less expensive because more people who don't really need insurance will sign up. They're lower cost over time. So go out 15 years and think about it, and it's better. Very tough.
Yeah. It is tough.
It's very hard to sell politically in Washington, though. Think about 15 years down the line. And people are like, hey.
That's like how many elections?
Right. That's for senators, that's 2.5 right. elections away, right? So they're like, no, that doesn't work for me. I got to do that. And if you're in the House, you know, at 15 years, I can't even do
eternity,
that math.
Eternity.
I'm trying to figure out the peso problem. Conversion, and I can't even do that math.
That's right? Tough enough. In
Anna,
the
you're keeping track of them, right?
We're trying. So, we're trying because we're getting ripped off.
Help.
We're getting ripped off on the beaches. We've decided that already, but that's okay. That's what you expect to do. You pay a little extra because it's homemade. But
No. Violetta got ripped off on the beaches.
Got a deal.
You should. Violetta should actually take Susan with her to the beach and have her negotiate it, because she's been doing the math for everybody here.
But one of the main differences, I thought, from the Obamacare to this one is that there wasn't that penalty for not signing up for health care. So
that is the major difference.
And I know Speaker Ryan is saying, well, hey, over time, that's what's going to accommodate, because more people have more choices and they won't be paying this penalty. They'll enter the marketplace of their free will and they'll find options that they like. And so maybe even President Trump was saying, even in the near term, we might see health care costs go up, but over time, their expectation is that will change.
Well, and that's what's really important. But remember that when Obamacare first came out, there was a great anticipation that so many people would sign up for it. And it did a great job at increasing the number of Americans who had health insurance. So when we introduced Obamacare, just prior to that, the uninsured rate on health care was 18% in 2013. That went down to 10.5% at the end of 2016. So it certainly had an impact. But remember that when Obamacare came out, we didn't do a very good job then of estimating how many people would sign up for it. And one of the reasons that the insurance companies that participated are now backing out of it is because a lot of healthy people didn't sign up. They'd rather pay the penalty than take the forced insurance. And so a lot of healthcare companies and healthcare insurers depend on having a balance of healthy and not so healthy people, so they understand what the actual pricing is. When the healthy people drop out of the pool, it becomes much more expensive for the insurance companies. They then have to pass that along, and when they can't, they just stop offering it.
Again, I want you to make that speech to the people on the beach that are trying to sell us the wood combs, and I think we're going to probably get it for half of what Violetta paid for it.
Violetta, you need Susan's help out there.
Yes, I think
that would help you.
I think I just learned that. All right, so so today, now it's interesting because Sean Spicer's come out and said, "No, we're behind this. We're gonna stand behind this." There are reports that the president is backing off of it. But
well, yes. So we've had, of course, mixed messages out of Washington. That should never surprise us, because that's
unnamed sources,
status quo. But the president did come out and say Obamacare is a terrible plan, and you know, we should just watch. Maybe we should just watch and let it fail, or something to that effect. And so that's been
he was in a room full of people where he said that. And that's what the people...
But Spicer was quick to contradict that, so...
Right. Spicer says that's not what he meant. But then again, Spicer also had to come out today and say that when the president said wiretap, he didn't really mean wiretap. He meant...
Surveillance.
It was a different thing. He just had a... It was kind of a misuse of the word wiretap, so...
So what he could spell, I don't know.
So this is going to be an interesting thing, because I think... And that goes to a little bit of a bigger issue here in Washington, especially in Congress, and specifically the House of Representatives, where they're all up for re-election mm-hmm. next year. the credibility of the White House and the credibility of what is being said, and is it just sort of Trump hyperbole and him being, you know, Donald Trump, or is it, you know, something that's coming from the White House that means something? So that's where I think people are confused, and you need that if you're going to get something as big and cumbersome, a redo, and with as much because this impacts every single American.
Exactly.
So if you're going to do that, you better make sure that you're getting it right along the way here, and that seems to me to be the secondary thought to the politics of it, which is, you know, disappointing to me, but I don't want to say that down here, just, you know, because, you know, everybody seems happy, and I don't want
to,
you know,
I don't want
anybody to be unhappy right now, you know what I mean? Let's try to get it out. All right, go back to your friends in the pool. I understand.
Thank you.
That you know, and thank you for coming down with us and being a part of this, because it's, I know this is terrible to get out of Dallas. I hope it snowed there today, too.
I know it didn't, but you know what? The good thing is, because of so much snow in New York, mm-hmm. the markets do really slow down on bad weather days, so it looks like it's going to be a pretty quiet day in the market.
And
markets
tomorrow,
were virtually unmoved today and tomorrow.
So
you can take it easy. Now, remember, by Wednesday, the snow will clear and Yellen is out with a rate hike.
Is
expected, 98% probability. So it's going to be a busy week. There's still a lot going on. So Monday, Tuesday, it actually worked out for me. The snow, I'm getting a few less than my normal 500 emails.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, have a margarita. You deserve it.
Yes, exactly.